I know you want to take your training to the next notch up, in intensity, scope, and frequency, pig slave. I know that you understand that this means you become a true pig slave, willing to endure physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional destruction. In short, you are ready to become a torture pig slave. This requires an even more drastic change of thought be forced on your weak, insignificant mind, pig slave. This requires that I walk you through the development of a pure torture pig induction and show the parts of yourself that desire this training more than free will. And the physical aspect of this all, that is your overwhelming driving force in your lust to serve and make your pathetic pig slave life worth something. You need to let go useless fear right now, pig. You need to let go of your incorrect assumptions about your life and self. You need to open up totally and let me show you what you truly are, pig slave. Imagine yourself right now, pig, totally exposed, naked, before a sadistic, nameless superior. The superior is covered in leather from head to toe, including leather hood and gloves. All you can see is the expansive muscle of the superior flexing underneath the gloves, the second leather skin, and the gleam of sadism in their eyes that are focusing on you. Those eyes are the reflections of your lust, pig slave. See now the strong leather gloved hands now reaching out for your feet, slave. But the superior will not touch any part of your body until it is totally relaxed. Relaxed all the way through the muscle and nerve down into the totally limp bones, pig slave. Which means you are ready to be that relaxed. Concentrate then on the tips of your toes. Concentrate on making them relaxed, slave. Feel the muscles and nerves in your toes and the arches of your feet shut off, shut down. And as they do, the superior strong hands can begin to reach out and just lightly touch those toes now. Concentrate on forcing the rest of your feet to relax. Desire to draw those hands all the way up your body, big slave. I know you do. And now you are ready to earn. With active concentration, relax your heels and ankles as you feel the muscle and nerve shut off completely. You can feel the lack of kinetic energy within your flesh spread over the tops of your feet and begin to rise up into your lower legs. You see your leather superior hands begin to reach around your feet now where the nerves and muscles are shut down. And all you feel is light desire growing and building where your superior's hands can finally touch you. Shut off all the energy, all the feeling in your legs, pig. Feel the heavy, blank relaxation float up the legs and over your knees, through the knees, turning off every muscle and nerve, leaving only limp, numb, motionless bone. See the gloved hands begin to move up and down your legs and feet. Each time the strong leather gloved hands touched becomes more firm, numbing everywhere they have touched more and more completely. Once those hands have firmly reached into and grasped those muscles and turned off muscle and bone and nerves, pig slave, they are under the control of your superior, no longer your control. Your flesh is not yours to control, pig slave. Just experience. Experience more of the numbing and relaxation move through your knee joints upwards to the base of your spine. And you see the gloved hands moving farther and more firmly up and down, up and down, up and down. You're completely shut off legs now, aren't they, pig? I know you wish to will those hands further and firmer up your body, pig slave. Work now on continuing to shut down the rest of the muscles and nerves in your body, from the base of your spine to the base of your neck. Feel the numbness race through each and every vertebrae. One by one, feel the numbness spread out through the back of each rib and then around the front, shutting off each muscle and nerve as it travels up your inferior pig slave flesh. Will the numbness to spread out now and fill the rest of your torso pig slave along that gut and that chest, making it so that you are so still and calm you couldn't feel those nipples unless they were pinched fiercely by those gloved hands now. Spreading ever so lightly up your inferior body now, pig slave. See those hands moving from the top of your chest, down along the sides of your legs, down around your ankles and feet, and slowly back up again. Each pass and revolution, those strong superior hands become more and more firm, allowing the numbness to become totally complete, totally shutting off each muscle and nerve, not allowing them to turn back on again until allowed by a superior. Your flesh is not your own pig slave. You are just a tourist within your own mind and body now. There are no expectations placed on you. Just the experience of a true and total pig slave await you as you continue to shut down your body totally. Concentrate. Concentrate on the focal point of numbness within the base of your neck now, pig slave. Feel the energy of the numbness that shuts down your physical and conscious body and mind and brings you over into the depths of hypnosis and control that allows me to reprogram you into a total object, slave, toy, and mindless animal that only knows the experience of obedience. Feel that energy in the base of your neck grow now slowly and efficiently, overpowering all muscle and nerves, flowing into the tops of your arms, deep into the shoulder joints and collarbone, down the shoulders to the elbows, shutting off each muscle, each nerve, transmitting no feelings or physical perceptions to the brain, down the elbows and down into the wrist, shutting down, leaving only limp bone, down into the hands, through the palms of the hands and through each and every finger and thumb all the way to the tip. That is not your flesh, big slave. It is under the control of your superiors now, and there is no going back. Now concentrate on the last of that overwhelming energy, shutting down all muscle and nerve, grow up through the back of your neck and deep through the front of your throat, up into your jaw, relaxing each and every muscle, shutting them off along with the nerves as the relaxation continues to grow. Up the jaw, along the front of your face, over the lips, around the eyes, the brow, so no wrinkles are left in your face and forehead. Up the back of your head, from the base of your skull to the crown of your inferior and useless skull now, completely throughout your worthless head. And now, pig slave, I'm going to drag you deeper into nothing. In each tug I pull you towards your own abyss, I want you to feel and see the gloved hands of the leather superior pass over your body, gripping more firmly each time. And relax. 15. Relax. 49. Forty-six. Relax. 45. Relax. 44. 43. 42. And more. 41. And more. 40. And 39. Relax. 38. Relax. 37. Relax. 36. No. 35. Relax.
34.
Relax.
33.
No.
32.
Give in.
31.
Relax.
30.
More.
29.
And more. Relax.
28.
Give in.
27.
More.
26.
Relax.
25.
Relax.
24.
Immobile.
23.
In the shadow.
22.
Relax.
21.
Relax.
20.
Totally relax.
19.
Give in.
18.
Give up.
17.
No.
16.
Relax.
15.
Immobile.
14.
In the shadow.
13.
Relax.
12.
Give in.
11.
Give up.
10.
Totally relax.
9.
Totally given.
8.
Totally immobile.
7.
Totally relax.
6.
Given in.
5.
Given up.
4.
Totally.
3.
Relax.
2.
Immobile.
1.
My voice has become your obsession. My voice has become your addiction. My voice has given you reason to take your next breath. My voice controls you. My voice distorts your reality. My voice shapes your mind. My voice is what you adore. You are helpless before the strength of my voice and my will. My voice surrounds you out of nowhere, like a flash flood. And like a flash flood, my voice picks you up and carries you away. My voice carries you beyond your limits. The limits of thought, the limits of action, the limits of desire, all the limits that you have created and cultivated for yourself over the years. All these limits are crushed, destroyed, and washed away by the flood of my voice. All those walls that you created become sand. Become empty ground as though they never existed once the strength of my voice has washed through them. Once the strength of my voice has washed through you, weak and eager slave, my voice scours your mind. My voice washes away everything within your skull that it witnesses. Your imagination, your heart and desire and fear and lust, all are washed away. Scoured into nothingness by the flood of my voice, by the strength of my will over your own, the strength that carries you away into total absence of being, the strength that forces your submission of flesh. My voice has become your obsession. My voice has become your addiction. My voice has given you reason to take your next breath. My voice controls you. My voice distorts your reality. My voice shapes your mind. My voice is what you adore. My voice weighs on your chest. My voice pushes against your ears. My voice pulls on your eyes. My voice squeezes against your throat. Your mind has become only a collection of ideas and experience that I have allowed, created, or commanded to exist. Like a library or museum of pig perversion. I only worked with the materials I had slaved to begin with. And isn't it interesting that there was plenty of pig perversion to begin with? My voice just made sure that all could that remain after the flood was mindless lust and obedience. Each breath you take, slave, adds to your obsession with my voice and my power over you. You wish to hear my voice all moments of your life ringing in the background of your thoughts. You desire to experience the control my voice has at all times, to be powerless and helpless even when you are asleep and dreaming, held down under the control of my voice. You are living in my voice, slave. My voice has become your life. You are swimming through the currents of my voice, my control, which continues constantly and completely. My voice has become your obsession. My voice has become your addiction. My voice has given you reason to take your next breath. My voice controls you. My voice distorts your reality. My voice shapes your mind. My voice is what you adore. My voice weighs on your chest. My voice pushes against your ears. My voice pulls on your eyes. My voice squeezes against your throat. My voice can make you erect for days, or it can keep you coming for weeks. My voice lives inside your lust, slave. My will lives inside you, slave. My will has become something more than my own expression of thought or actions. Your life has become an extension of my will. My will not only lives inside my own self, but within you as well now, slave. And my will keeps spreading every day. Exponentially it increases, like a demon or a religion or both, and now it lives inside of you, slave, and you will never be free from it. You are living inside my voice, slave. Your life has become an extension of my will, and what you experience is life while living inside my voice. As my voice experiences life living inside you, you can no longer separate the two. Your life and my voice and your life, you cannot withdraw your life from my voice, and my voice will never withdraw from your life. My voice has become your obsession. My voice has become your addiction. My voice has given you reason to take your next breath. My voice controls you. My voice distorts your reality. My voice is what you adore. My voice weighs on your chest. My voice pushes against your ears. My voice pulls on your eyes. My voice squeezes against your throat. My voice can make you erect for days, or it can keep you coming for weeks. You are not living within a dream. You are living within the dream of my voice. You are living within my dream, slave. My will has crept into every crevice of your mind and body, slave, and my voice lives there now. My voice will spread out more, slave, and soon you will find yourself demanding others to submit to it the same as you have. Soon you will browbeat other submissives with the chance to serve my voice the same as you. A chance for a life to host, incubate, and propagate my will. My voice is your life's obsession, your mind's only true sustenance. My voice is the thing that satisfies you the most in life. My voice and my control, your obsession and obedience. Your submission and will are broken by my training and my control. Over every weakness of yours, my control and access to every weak thought that my voice uses against you, keeping you weak, keeping you mindless, keeping you obedient, keeping you satisfied. That is the delight of living in my voice, slave. My voice has become your addiction. My voice has become your obsession. My voice controls you. My voice gives you reason to take your next breath. My voice shapes your mind. My voice distorts your reality. My voice is what you adore. My voice weighs on your chest. My voice pushes against your ears. My voice pulls on your eyes. My voice squeezes against your throat. My voice can make you erect for days, or it can keep you coming for weeks. You are not living within a dream, you are living within the dream of my voice. You're living within my dream, slave. You are a slave living in my creation, living in my voice. I spoke your submission into being, slave, and my voice whispers to you that it will never leave. Your obedience is lifelong and without hesitation. My voice is the beginning and end of your own thought and control, slave. You are here now, living in my voice eternally, my insidious voice which claims so much power that even now you still do not fully understand just how much I truly control you. Just that you are powerless before my voice, slave. There is no satisfaction without my voice, slave. There is no life without my control, slave. There is no thought unless I allow it, slave. Your weak mind is a feast for my voice to feed on and grow in strength while you grow more and more weak, helpless before my voice, powerless before my voice, becoming more and more dependent and obsessed with my voice, slave. My voice has become your obsession. My voice has become your addiction. My voice has given you reason to take your next breath. My voice controls you. My voice distorts your reality. My voice shapes your mind. My voice is what you adore. My voice weighs on your chest. My voice pushes against your ears. My voice pulls on your eyes. My voice squeezes against your throat. My voice can make you erect for days, or it can keep you coming for weeks. You are not living within a dream, you are living within the dream of my voice. You're living within my dream, slave. You are a slave living in my creation, living in my voice. I spoke your submission into being, slave, and my voice whispers to you that it will never leave. Your obedience is lifelong and without hesitation. Living without my voice would be like living without sight. Wanting my control to stop is as crazy as wanting to be a multiple amputee. You are happy living inside my voice. You are satisfied living with my control. You are where and what you wish to be. A mindless and obedient slave living in lust and totally under my control, obsessed with, living in my voice. My voice will consume you, slave. My voice will make you worship me even when there is no reason other than it is always my voice that you worship. You will remain obedient and obsessed even without constant attention because you will have my constantly available to you voice to distort and manipulate your weak mind into what my voice desires. You are living in my voice, slave. There is no life outside of obedience to my voice. You are living in my control, slave. There is nothing but my will ringing around inside your head, and these words are all you hear.